Welcome aboard Bus One. We're on our way back to Nebraska City, Nebraska for the most important holiday of the year, and we've got some time to kill. I'm your host, John. Gamers, introduce yourselves.
Good morning.
What's up? Oh, is it?
It's Alec. Messed up. I'm Alec. I'm usually first.
Alec.
You're technically Aiden. Before me.
Introduce yourself.
Hi. What's up, everyone? It's Aiden.
Hello, saplings. I'm Alec.
Brother, this guy stinks.
I'm Caroline. I don't know. Okay, anyway.
That's fine. Hi, Aiden, Alec, and Caroline. How's everybody doing?
Is this a tree episode again?
We're doing 15 actual tree questions.
What's tree pose?
We didn't.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's this, and then you gotta bring the leg up like a flamingo, but like out to the side.
I'm doing
As regular listeners may remember from last year, we did about 5 quick questions for a quick Arbor Day episode for Arbor Day, but that episode ended up being delayed. It came out of the vault a year late. So yes,
I was going to say that was last year.
It came out last year, but we did it 2 years ago.
It was recorded 2 years ago.
Allegedly supposed to be all Cameron voiceover, and that never materialized, much to my own heartbreak. So I decided to go back and actually give trees their 15 question due, because 5 questions was too short.
Yeah, trees deserve that.
Yeah, trees deserve that. So, for first-time players and or listeners, let's go over some ground rules really quick. This game is played in 3 levels, with a total of 15 questions. Each level has a total of 5 questions, with points scaling with each level. So, level 1, questions are worth 1 point. Level 2, questions are worth 2 points. And level 3, questions are worth 3 points.
Wow!
We will be using a buzzer this episode, so whoever buzzes in and answers correctly first will receive the points. In the spirit of the season, in alignment with last Arbor Day episode, there is no challenge question this time around, because obviously I would never lie to you, especially today on Arbor Day of all days.
Oh. Is this supposed to come out on Arbor Day?
It does not. I don't care. No one knows when Arbor Day is, Alec. No one actually knows when Arbor Day is. Arbor Day is every day,
April. I think we're a month off.
It is. Alec. April is when this episode will end up coming out.
Permission to Google.
I haven't said the rule yet.
Permission to Google.
You got it.
Go for it. I think it's like the 26th, but like it doesn't need to come out then.
Guys,
it can come out before.
It is. You're right. Exactly.
Shout out to Jess Miller, because I know she loves the challenge question.
Sorry, Jess.
Shout out to Jess Miller.
Whoops. Whoops on that one. Okay, but I don't know. Arbor Day it's a day of honesty, so we're not challenge questioning.
I'm not going to say Arbor Day.
Are you
guys,
sure?
I don't think today's Arbor Day.
I think John's not being
absolutely
very honest with
it. Absolutely,
I'm so worried that you think this comes out on Arbor Day.
No, you can use it in the lead up to the Arbor Day season.
Preparation.
Wait.
It's to Arbor get yourself in the mindset.
Arbor Month. We're burning a lot of time on whether or not this comes out on Arbor Day when I've already stated that I don't care.
I can't wait for Target to put out their Arbor Month
Arbor Day, their Arbor Day decoration line. If you have the most points at the end, you win. That's fun. Googling. So we're now, that's a fun new rule. Any questions other than Alec being pedantic about our recording schedule?
Caroline, you got all that?
Yeah. Just says Arbor Day like go? 4 times, yeah. And it's not.
It doesn't have to be.
So
long as it's Alec, if it's Arbor Day in your heart, does it matter if it's Arbor Day on the calendar?
I say yes.
Correct. Good answer.
Yes.
Okay. 1 point. That's the first question.
1 point. No, absolutely not. Well, let's get started with level 1.
Okay.
Every spring. Well, this is question 1, in case you were worried where we were starting. Level 1, question 1. Every spring, Washington, D.C. celebrates the National Cherry Blossom Festival, commemorating the gift of 3,000 cherry trees to the United States as a show of friendship in 1912. Which nation gifted these trees to the U.S.? Alec.
Japan.
Good. Yay. 1 point. Good job.
That's it?
Good.
That's correct. What are you?
You didn't
that's
say
it.
Correct.
I
1 point. That's it.
1 point. That's all you get. I'm trying to shake off the hosting rust. I did an okay job, I guess, for Great Lakes.
That was a good tee up, knock it out of the park question.
Thank you. You said cherry blossom, and I was like, I've heard about Japan. with those.
I've been there before.
Yeah, me neither. John's just saying things at this point.
This great conversation, folks. We're really making.
Have you been to Japan,
the banter
John?
Work. So I've sorry. Been to Japan.
John, were you too tall for the doorways there?
John,
I was.
Are you too tall?
Yeah.
John, too tall.
John, will you be going back to Japan?
John, too tall.
Confirm too tall. John, too tall.
Classic John, too tall.
Play the John, too tall sound effect. Go, editing
just
team.
The Roblox oof. Because you hit your head on the door frame.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't know if this will come through the recording.
I think those might patch into the recording.
Okay, we'll find out. That was a beta test.
All right, John. Everything's fine.
Just compose yourself and start again.
Oh, just start all of it again?
No.
Question
every
one.
Spring.
No. Every spring. Question two. This is multiple choice. The oldest identified non-clonal tree is Methuselah, a Great Basin bristlecone pine up in the White Mountains of Eastern California. Methuselah is estimated to be 4,855 years old, predating all presently available written language samples that archaeologists have found to date. Which language's earliest known recorded sample is closest in age to Methuselah?
Oh.
Mm. A. Hebrew.
Oh. I buzzed him before he started reading the multiple choice.
Aiden, what were you going to say? And then I'll just clear the buzzer.
Cuneiform.
So cuneiform is a style of writing. It is not a language itself.
It's a font.
I was going to say Comic Sans.
No. Comic right. Sans.
So, okay. Which language's earliest known recorded sample is closest in age to Methuselah? In the spirit of the season, yes. Hebrew. B. Sumerian. C. Old Chinese. Or D. Mycenaean Greek.
Ooh, let's have Alex.
All right, Aiden. I don't know if I want to let you go first, but okay.
I was feeling Mesopotamian, so we're going to go Sumerian.
Sumerian is correct.
No way.
Cuneiform. Yeah. Cuneiform?
They did, in fact, use cuneiform, so that's what we've got.
Is it not cuneiform? I don't care.
I've heard both. So I'm just going to say both.
I don't know. I didn't. It's level one. I didn't do the most research known to man.
I'm wrong either way. Do you guys remember the song with Soulja Boy's Crank That, but with the ancient Mesopotamian stuff? Do you guys ever have to watch that in school?
No.
Hey, I got
no.
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 Aiden.
By the U.
Who made you watch that?
Yeah. You know that one.
Who made you watch that?
My teacher.
For what class?
Sixth grade? Like, I've never classes.
What's the song that goes, bum, 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 bum?
Yeah!
Bum, bum, bum. What song is that?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
As a nation, we all just sat and watched that back in February.
Because me and Devin wrote a Mesopotamia rap to that song for school.
No way.
Yeah.
And are you going to perform it live right now?
No, because I don't have Devin. I just did the.
Devin is integral. Devin plays an integral role.
He knew all the
Devin
words.
Were here. Well,
okay. I need to keep a shorter leash on this, or else we're going to start talking about Devin's high school.
John, I know. I know you're trying to be lenient because it's Arbor Day, but you got to whip us into shape.
I know. That's horrible. All right.
With a Groot callback.
For the. Classic holiday episode reference there, Aiden. I don't know. We can't Google. We don't have
stick,
access.
Right? That's a stick.
It's like a bundle of sticks. Okay, question three.
Thank you.
Believe it or not, there's a lot of trees in the United States. But which state has the highest percentage of tree cover in the Union? This is multiple choice.
Oh.
Aiden is going to... That one was my fault, but Aiden is going to give his best guess before I read the multiple choice question.
It's still multiple choice. It's just 50 options.
Okay. You're not wrong. I'm going to say Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania is not correct. Bummer. So for the people who guessed correctly on whether or not this was a multiple choice question, here are your options. A. New Hampshire. B. West Virginia, C, Alabama, or D, Maine.
Frick.
Caroline.
I'm gonna go with New Hampshire.
New Hampshire is not correct. So, Alec, what do you think?
Okay, so you said percentage wise, right? Not like most trees.
Like what percentage of the state is covered in trees?
I think Alabama got a lot of trees.
Alabama does in fact have a lot of trees, but it is not the correct answer here.
Why would you Ryan Seacrest me?
Is it? Can I?
Yeah. What's the question?
Is it West Virginia?
It's not all West Virginia.
What?
So the ones Maine. It's Maine. So the options given were the top four in terms of percentage of tree cover in the union.
Oh, okay. So they do have a lot of trees.
Yeah. So Maine tops out there at 88.8%.
Dang.
Wow.
So
that's a lot unfortunately, of Maine.
That makes sense, though. Nobody lives there.
No, it's yeah. all maple syrup. That's where maple syrup
I mean, nobody really
from,
lives
right?
in New Hampshire. Lobster, either,
and but, lobsters, those grow right. on trees? All right, but I do have a bonus trees. Point opportunity here. Not multiple choice, but if I will clear the buzzer for that though. If you can tell me what state has the least amount of tree cover.
Ooh, just Aiden. Out of nothing?
Out of nothing.
Give me an N. Give me a Nevada.
Okay.
What's that spell?
You had Nevada. Me with N, but the problem was the Avada part. So,
so it starts with an N? Was that a hint?
Maybe.
Dang.
I don't trust it.
Alec.
North Dakota. Maybe I do trust it.
You should trust it because it is in fact North Dakota. Alec, that's a point for you. North Dakota has the least percentage of tree cover by surface area. Surface area has like there might be a volume.
Whoa.
I don't know. Whatever.
By volume? Tree cover by volume.
Tree cover by volume. That's for dendrologists to figure out.
Go to Maine, there's trees in the sky.
If you take a slice all the way down to Alec, the Earth's core, there's a couple trees growing.
There's a few extra trees down in there. So, Alec, North Dakota only has 1.8% tree cover.
You're going to say one tree.
I
only
one 1.8 trees.
So, a little sparse out there.
Well, that's why they call them the Badlands.
This is
true. Is that North Dakota or is it South?
I think it's...
I thought that was Mad Max.
John,
I don't want to answer.
You.
I don't want to answer.
I guess that's
because
what
I want to incriminate myself.
I guess that's what
moving on.
Call.
Question four. Sticking of the spirit of the season, Christmas trees have been a long-standing wintertime tradition in the United States since our early days as a country, becoming especially common in the early 1800s. It took a while, however, for that tradition to make it to the White House, where the first confirmed White House Christmas tree wasn't put up until 1889. Which Republican president had the first White House Christmas tree installed?
No one knows.
Well, Republican was Democrat back in the day.
1889.
This isn't multiple choice.
Well, it is.
There's 46 options and two of them are one guy.
Can you tell me the number president or no?
Yeah, 23rd.
23rd.
Nope.
I got nothing.
So like right middle of the line, right?
Yeah. Alec, what you got there?
Ulysses S. Grant.
It was not Ulysses
Hero.
S. Grant. That is not correct. Hero. General Ulysses S. Grant. Aiden, what you got?
My Rutherford B. Hayes.
Unfortunately, that is also incorrect. It was not Rutherford
Darn
B.
It.
Hayes.
You
Darn.
Must feel so foolish.
Caroline,
I
any guesses?
No. Unfortunately.
No?
Name
no,
a woman.
You just name no? a woman. Name a woman.
Name a U.S. president. Just name a U.S. president.
Literally name a U.S. participate.
For some reason, U.S. presidents are not coming to mind.
It happens to
the
best
of us. Too far past, but Theodore Roosevelt. It's too far past.
That's not too far past. That's within like correct. A decade, but it's also not current.
Bummer.
Darn.
For that first future point, it's the guy who served between Grover Cleveland and Grover Cleveland. Anybody got that guy on lock?
Millard Fillmore.
Not Millard Fillmore. Y'all are lucky you're not signed
Chester.
Up for Cameron's President's episode.
Chester
A. Arthur.
It's Howard
the answer
Taft.
Unfortunately, the answer I was looking for was Benjamin Harrison, who put up
who
the
cares?
First Christmas tree in the Oval
who
Room,
cares?
Not the Oval Office. Who cares? It's a trivia podcast.
I'm a William Henry Harrison kind of guy.
You know what? You know
count.
What, John? That's kind of
no
trivial.
No one cares. Cringe.
That's kind of trivial. Building.
Plus one trivia.
Podcast. Plus one trivia.
Name.
There you go. But yeah, Benjamin Harrison and his wife Caroline were the first to. It was the first
Caroline.
The first family.
To
put
I get the
first
family.
Let's
go.
Service.
Do you have something to tell us?
First lady
Caroline Harrison.
I'm reincarnate, actually.
All right. Whoa. Finishing out level one. Question five. Last Arbor Day, I mentioned that 18 states had legalized recreational marijuana in the United States. That number was wrong at the time of release, primarily because that episode was from the vault and delayed in release by a calendar year, resulting in it being lapped by additional legalization pushes in state legislatures. Since we originally recorded the Arbor Day shortcut episode on April 20th, 2022, how many more states have legalized it?
How many was it before?
Right. It was 18 when we recorded
two years ago.
I'm not going to do prices right.
Price is wrong.
Price is wrong. You want to overshoot.
50.
Physically impossible. Not statistically possible.
How many more?
How many more? Not how many total?
Mm-hmm. We've actually gained 18.
You're capped at 32 as an option. All right, Caroline.
I'm going to say six more.
Six more. And that we'll stop there because six is correct.
Whoa. Okay.
That brings our total up to 24 states
very
total.
Excited.
There you go. Hey, yeah. First point. There you go. Put that on the board.
Good guess.
Yeah. Our additional new six states are Rhode Island, Missouri, Delaware, Maryland, Minnesota, and Ohio.
That's a bunch for sure.
That's fun. And it's states like you wouldn't necessarily think of off the top of your head, right?
In terms of bunch of potheads in Rhode Island. Jeez.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, yeah, you know. So
will forever be the states around Indiana, nearly Indiana.
You know, okay. Give me an N, give me a Vada. But yeah, I mean, nearly half the country. That's fun. All right.
That's fun.
Do we want to do a score check in before we launch to the audience question?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. One. Aiden, good job. Yeah. Aiden, you've got one. Caroline, you've got one. Alec, you've got two. Yeah, you got two.
And there we go. Did we all miss one? Yeah, we did.
Yeah, there was a collective miss with Benjamin Harrison. I knew that would be dicey.
Yeah, but
here we are.
Who
cares?
Bonus.
It's trivial.
Oh, yeah, you got the bonus.
That's true.
So we missed the main one too.
Technically, out of six questions, you guys got four.
Still more percentage-wise than trees.
All right,
in
everybody,
North
shut
Dakota.
Up. So we can toss it to the called shot. Who's doing the audience question this week?
Nose goes. Caroline
has to do the
Caroline has to do the audience question.
Well, let's do the audience.
I guess
question.
We're gonna throw it to Caroline with the audience question.
Greetings, travelers. I see you have stumbled upon the heart of my truffula tree forest. Indeed, it is I, the Lorax, and I speak for the trees. And no, I don't always have to rhyme. Get over it. Now. Be quiet a moment so that I may translate what the trees are trying to say. Ah, yes. The trees wish to reward the one who correctly identified the answer to last week's audience question. Sean Owens was correct in naming the study of sleep, somnology. 1 point to you, Sean Owens. But of course, the trees also wish to pose a new question. They wonder, how tall is the tallest tree? Again, they beg to know. How tall is the tallest tree? Offer your guesses in the comment section on this week's Instagram post or on the poll beneath the episode on Spotify. If your answer appeases the trees, they may offer you the gift of a point. And now, but alas, the trees ask you to leave. The truffula's fluff is fragile, you see. And me too, the Lorax. I have to confess. I think that I'll miss you. Just kidding. Unless.
And then we're back. Okay, so.
Great job.
Yeah. How are we doing? Temperature check. How's this going right now?
Temperature check?
98.3.
I'm a little chilly.
Radio Disney. Okay. Average human temperature is 98.6.
Disney 411.
Okay, Dr. John.
I remember Disney 411.
Dr. John.
All right. Let's get on the road with level two. This is about trees in media. So our first question, question six, is going to be a multiple choice question. Aiden. So last Arbor Day episode, Cameron, Alec, and Logan decided to introduce themselves as their tree of choice. Which of the following trees was not used by a contestant to introduce themselves?
Are you counting Bus One Trivia as media?
Literally, what do you think we meant? What do you think this is? What is this to you, Aiden?
I don't know.
It's a religion. It's a lifestyle.
It's
Arbor Day.
My entire personality.
I think I'll know the answer to this. You're there.
Okay. Yeah,
you remember what you introduced yourself as 2 years ago and also what Logan and Cameron said? Let's find out.
Well,
A, your options are A, olive tree, B, Christmas tree, C, willow tree, D, truffula tree, and E, Gaboon Ebony.
Who were they?
Okay. So, here's the thing.
You have to match them up.
It doesn't necessarily help that one person introduced themselves as two separate trees. So,
yeah, I was going to say that was
you got Cameron, Alec, and Logan, and only one of those was not used.
I was olive, a Christmas tree.
Olive, Christmas, willow, truffula, and Gaboon. So, Alec, yeah, you're going first here.
I think Cameron was a Gaboon Ebony. I think no one is a truffula tree.
So your answer is truffula tree here, not yes, truffula sir. Tree. That would be correct. Nobody was the truffula tree. So Alec was the Christmas tree. Logan was the willow tree. And then Cameron originally introduced himself as the Gaboon Ebony and then immediately backtracked to willow.
Hey, guys, this year, I'm the truffula tree.
You've got truffula tree energy.
Hey, Caroline, what are you?
Congratulations.
Yeah, Caroline, what kind of tree are you?
Name a woman.
Name a tree.
Name a tree.
I would do a tulip tree.
A tulip tree?
Good
that's
answer,
the same tree
good
of
answer.
Indiana.
Good answer.
Or, good, you know, answer Japanese good answer. Cherry blossoms.
John, what are you?
I think I just re-listened to the shortcut. Gaboon Ebony. I think I said Sequoia when we did this originally.
Nice.
So I think
you're too tall for the doors
I'm too
in
tall.
Japan.
Play the Roblox.
Play the Zach Eady just tall.
Zach Eady just tall. All right. So 2 points. Question 7.
Great lead up to question 7. Standing ovation for that one.
Everybody, can I just fucking do my job, please?
No.
What?
What? John, this is such a little brother you've never
this
had.
Is such an inquisition.
Not.
This is such an inquisition. It's so rude. Question 7. In Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets. Harry and Ron crash Mr. Weasley's Flying Forward Anglia into the Whomping Willow in a last-ditch effort to make it to Hogwarts in time for the new semester. In the next movie and or book, it is revealed that this wildly aggressive tree actually has a tunnel system in its roots, leading to another plot-relevant location. Where does that tunnel lead?
Aiden.
The Shrieking Shack.
Lead to the Shrieking Shack outside of Hogsmeade Village. Good job, Aiden.
Dang
thanks.
It. Nice. Why did say that in the movie?
Because that's where Lupin goes to wolf out, and that's why they think it's shrieking.
Like, do they call it the Shrieking Shack? There's a whole scene where they're like standing outside of it, and
yeah, but do they call
Harry,
it
like,
that?
The Shrieking Shack.
They do in the books.
I don't know. I didn't rewatch Prisoner of Azkaban, but. You get the sense. The house itself doesn't shriek at you. You get the sense. It looks like a shack.
When you're looking
shrieks.
At it, you're like,
that's a shrieking shack.
Right. All right. It's okay, Alec. This next one's for you. So I've
really?
Yeah. Well,
this
of course.
For Alec?
Yeah.
For me.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to take a break. See you guys.
No, Aiden, you
have
actually
fun with
have
that one
out. Okay. Yeah. There we go. Question 8. In The Legend of Zelda, Link often runs into a wise old Deku tree that serves as a forest guardian, mentor, and occasional dungeon.
Dad?
In Breath of the Wild, the Great Deku Tree resides at the heart of the Lost Woods, presiding over the Master Sword until the hero returns to retrieve the blade and defeat Calamity Ganon. Spoilers for Breath of the Wild, actually. Sorry for that, I guess.
How dare you?
You'll get over it. How many hearts do you need to get the Master Sword from the Great Deku Tree?
Ooh,
I cleared it, but Alec was first. I cleared it, but Alec was first, and Alec's still first. Go, Alec. Deploy,
I believe it's 13.
It is 13. Good job.
You were right. That was for me.
Oh, just for you. Nice
you
and easy.
Just
a little bone.
13.
13.
Solid number.
That's a good number.
Anyway, question 9.
Can we just take a second and play the Lost Wood music as transition?
There you go. Yeah, throw that out there.
Yeah.
So, Aiden, normally when we play something, you don't have to sing it.
Hey, my bad, guys.
Okay,
Trap
good.
Trap remix. Okay, now jazz.
Do 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 do
Keep doing it, Alec. I got this. Okay, I can't
wait for it. He's got it in spades.
Dubstep.
Come on.
No. Too soon.
Too soon.
There's nothing
too
sacred.
There's nothing sacred, Alec.
Too soon? What is too soon?
Oh, God.
Spoilers for Breath of the Wild.
I forgot Aiden's mother died
in a dubstep,
at a dubstep rave.
A wild Legend of Zelda dubstep incident. Question 9. In J.R.R. Tolkien's The Lord of the Rings, hobbits Merry and Pippin escape their orc captors and flee into the forest of Fangorn, where they are intercepted by Treebeard, a walking, talking, tree-like individual known as an Ent. The hobbits befriend him and his people, eventually recruiting the Ents to storm the White Wizard's
Aiden
fortress.
Aiden buzzed in, dude.
I thought he was going to say Ent. That's on me.
You thought I was going... I said Ent. What did you want me to...
Yeah.
You wanted?
No, I thought you were going to be a walking, talking individual known as...
Aiden.
And then... You,
no.
Yeah,
why?
Just
that's,
cut me out. Cut me
that's
out.
Too easy.
It's too
no.
Bad.
This nope, is yep. This is the we finally
it's
hit the difficulty degradation.
I'm last.
We'll come back around to you. So the hobbits befriend him and his people. They storm Saruman's fortress in a wildly Studio Ghibli-esque turn of events. But during the recruiting process, Treebeard tells the hobbits the Ents used to have mates known as Entwives, but they are not present during the events of the book or movie. What does Treebeard say happened to the Entwives?
Did you guys read the books? Me neither.
No. I read the first one and I couldn't get through it because I was too young for it.
I think it's probably just in the books. I think
it's lore.
It's lore. Welcome to lore.
Educated guess.
Alec, what do you got?
The Entwives, where did they go? Is that what you asked?
What happened to them?
What happened to them?
Why aren't they around? Why aren't they around?
Why aren't they around? Do they come back?
What does Treebeard say happened to them? They're not present during the events of the book.
Are they dead? Final answer, they're dead.
Final answer, they're dead? Incorrect. Caroline, you want to take a stab at it?
I have no idea, but I'm going to guess they said men ain't shit and then left.
Okay, they left.
Okay, so Caroline's saying that they left. Aiden, do you want to get in on this?
I mean,
they fled.
I do think that, because I have enough residual Lord of the Rings knowledge. I feel like I should know this.
Gross.
But I think literally they got fed up with them and left.
So okay, so you're both saying
what
left.
Caroline said.
Yeah, what Caroline said. Like Caroline's just think she's
so
right.
Bandwagoning. Okay.
I don't need points. I'm just
technically, according to Treebeard, they lost them.
They lost them?
How do you lose a woman? Do you forget to cherish her? Do you forget to cherish? They lost.
They move, right?
So they left.
The trees? Yeah. They move around.
Yeah,
they got legs.
Do the girl, so Entwives move? They stuck.
They're stuck somewhere else.
Entwives stuck.
They got foot stuck. So I'll give points to Caroline for that one. They left.
They
were lost. So at some point, Pippin asks how all the Entwives died, and Treebeard says that they did not die. He never said died. They lost them, he said. They lost them, and we cannot find them. So they're out. They're
just gone.
Walked away. We're still looking.
They're on a hot girl walk.
Out on a hot girl walk during the final alliance of elves and men.
Yeah.
It's not the final alliance of elves, men, and Entwives, though. So
then Entwives, they were like, I'm not on the tin, so I don't need to be there.
Do they come back? Are they in the Silmarillion or anything?
I mean, the Silmarillion's a prequel, so they do. That's how we know how they were around to begin with.
Okay.
But no, we just lost them. They're out in the world. Whatever.
I'm
You need to contact J.R.R. Tolkien's estate and get them to what?
Get Christopher Tolkien on the phone.
I need an Entwives spinoff.
Entwives book.
I need a Rings of Power.
Give us some lore.
Sequel,
we need more
Entwives.
Lore.
This is how we got stuff like Chapter House Dune. I don't know if we need to do that. All right. Question 10. Aiden, listen to me, buddy. This one is multiple choice, so I need you to lock
you,
in right now.
John. Oh, lock in right now?
Lock in. No,
B, no. If it's B, I'll kill you.
No.
Change the order of the answers.
What? Why?
Because he said B.
Oh, he said B. I wasn't listening. So, multiple choice question.
You wasn't listening.
In the life of Pi, Pi and Richard Parker eventually make landfall on an island covered by trees and populated entirely by meerkats. Pi and the tiger are able to eat their fill and rest up for a few days on end. But Pi realizes that the island is not what it seems when he unwraps what he believes is a fruit. What does he find instead? Is it A, a human tooth? B, a picture of his own family? C, a letter from another castaway? Or D, a deadly spider?
Yowch.
Alec,
You know, I gotta go. I gotta stick with teeth whenever I can. Teeth, tooth.
You and that would be correct. He doesn't find. He unwraps multiple leaves off of this thing that he's about to chow down on, and it's just it's a whole human tooth inside.
I read that book. I did read that book.
Yeah,
I did not. I read the book Thief instead.
But you should have. You shouldn't.
We had the choice.
Everyone knows every human is legally only allowed to read book.
You're
given
an option. It's all opportunity cost, all the way down.
In my dystopian novel, it's either you're a book thief reader or Life of Pi reader.
Did they has anybody seen the movie? Did they depict that in the movie?
I don't think that that's necessarily in the movie.
I just remember the shiny water.
You know what I'm talking about? Alec just zoned out for 2 hours.
That part was so good.
It's just the water is just shiny. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, not a lot of tooth stuff in modern media.
Tooth exactly? Like, was it
how
a
big
molar?
Was the tooth?
Like,
I think it was a molar. I don't remember off the top of my head. I don't have a copy of Life of Pi anywhere in my room, so I don't.
Yeah, like what was the scale of this tooth?
Like the double coconut, like a foot in diameter.
The double coconut.
Double coconut.
Classic double coconut reference.
So back.
What do we do between rounds 2 and 3 other than a point check?
A fun ad if you want.
A fun ad?
No, I think crying is a good
option. Anybody got a fun ad on lock?
This Arbor Month really takes some time. Look around.
just take some time.
Take it in. Spend it with your friends and family and your loved ones.
Look at the person to your left. Look at the person to your right. One of you will not be here at the end of Arbor Month.
Thank you, Grey's Anatomy. Thank you, Grey's Anatomy.
All right. So, point check. Where are we at, folks? Aiden, what
I
you got?
I literally don't know.
I think I have 3, maybe. I might have missed one. I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, so Aiden, good job. You have 3. Alex got 8, and Caroline has
3. Oh my gosh.
Running away with it. Yeah, you have 3. You got the wives left. They're lost. We don't know where they are.
The end wives question.
This is my revenge tour after being destroyed in March Madness.
Hey, I was.
Aiden, you were
The refs are still out on my call there.
I don't know. I think Bryce is officially on the record as saying that call still stands and that a Modern Family, while still on ABC, is on Peacock.
Cut down the
it's one of those things where it's like the call stood on the court and then years later they'll still be talking about it. But
believe me, Aiden, I'm on your side. My margin of victory would have been bigger if that call had gone your way, but here we are.
Okay, John.
Not my fault you were riding my coattails. Here we are. So, level 3.
Ouch.
Question 11. The Sunland Boabob in Limpopo Province, South Africa, was one of, if not the, broadest tree on record, measuring 34.91 feet in diameter until it began to collapse in 2016. The owners of Sunland Farm capitalized on the fact that there was so much room for activities in this bad boy that they opened up a bar and wine cellar in its hollow trunk in 1993 that could fit up to 60 people inside. At an estimated 1,074 years old, how many South Africans of drinking age would add up to the estimated age of the tree?
Wait, 1,000?
Age of tree divided by 21?
1,074. Age of tree divided by South African drinking age.
So it's a
what's the South African drinking age question.
Alec, what do you got?
1,000 divided by 20-ish is 5.
I'll let everybody get a hand on this ball. We'll see where it goes. Just 50? Flat 50?
Flat 50.
All right, Alec saying flat 50. Aiden, what do you got?
I don't remember how to do math. Give me 1 second.
Yeah,
you
I just tried
work
to
as an engineer.
Mind math
that. That is true.
Not,
this is true. However, I'm going to say
63. Whoa. Aiden's going 63. And Caroline, what do you got?
Long division.
I'm going to go
58.
Long division.
I was like, I wrote out the long division problem and stared at it and was like, I don't remember how to do this.
I literally wrote.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had an easier time earlier when I just plugged it into my phone. So I'm going to give that to Caroline here.
Dang.
Because South African drinking age is 18, and if you divide 1,074 by 18, you get 59.666666666 forever.
Whoa!
The devil's number. Straight so up, I did 20 times 5, like, and then counted up to 55, and I went
number.
Yeah, so you got
it. 16.
Great Bummer. Strategy.
Yeah, no, it worked out perfectly.
First time out of the gate already playing these mind games with the rest of us.
She can hang. Thank She's
you.
Hanging.
I couldn't stop thinking about how you said Boabob?
Boabob. Yep. You don't know about Boabob trees?
Is it Baobab?
Is it Baobab? It absolutely is Baobab. Oh my god. It gave me the little red line on Google Drive
caught
and I just
4K.
Didn't. Caught in 4K. John doesn't know about Baobab.
John doesn't know how to say Baobab.
Imagine not
the
knowing
one,
about
the
Baobab.
One. The one time John doesn't this is search canceled. Something.
This is why you're a sequoia and not a baobab.
This is true.
Wait, I'll what does a baobab look like?
It's the big fat ones.
Yeah. I'm going to say it just because I'm a truffula and that's what I do.
You're going to say what?
Okay.
I say it like it is.
You're going to say something offensive?
A truffula is a truffula no matter how small.
That's it. Deforestation. I'm a metaphor for deforestation.
I'm trying to remember the quote from the Lorax, but I can't.
Unless someone like you cares a whole awful,
lot.
Nothing is
you.
Going to get better. It's not.
It's not.
It's
and then he
not.
Pulls his butt into the
let
sky.
It die. Let it die. Let it shrivel up and die.
Okay, moving on to question 12. Multiple choice, Aiden. The tree that held the title of most isolated tree on Earth was the tree of Tenere, a lone acacia tree in the Sahara, somewhere in like northern Niger. It was the only tree for 250 miles and was often used as a landmark for caravans until 1973. What killed the tree of Tenere? A.
Sandworm.
It was struck by lightning and blown to smithereens. So B. A Nigerian military regime uprooted it as part of an attempt to misdirect an enemy caravan. C. It was knocked down by a drunk truck driver. Or D, it was cut down by an amateur geography researcher who didn't understand its significance. Aiden.
Oh, no.
The lightning thing goes so hard.
Lightning
that's
thing goes
so
hard.
Cool.
You just like the fact that I use the word smithereens, huh?
Yeah, I do.
That's incorrect. I'm sorry. We don't get to say blown to smithereens enough, dude.
He baited you into that one.
Aiden's going to jump on smithereens so
He's
hard.
He's going to love this smithereen shit.
All right. So that leaves a military regime uprooting it as part of a coup attempt. Knocked down by a drunk truck driver or cut down by an amateur geography student. Caroline, what do you got?
I gotta go with drunk truck driver just because it's like the only thing out there.
Your keys look the shiniest.
Which makes it more impressive that it was driven into. That was correct.
Yeah, that's it.
What?
Yeah. Knocked down in 1973 by a drunk
miles?
Truck.
Of course. 250.
Wow. There's nothing.
250 miles, and of course you made it.
In his defense, he was allegedly drunk. So I don't know if we ever got to the bottom of that one. But now.
Yeah, is this near like a city?
All right, Mason
like,
Gillis.
No.
It's in the middle of nowhere.
200. There's nothing for 250. There's like. I don't know. There's like a well nearby. And now there's a sculpture.
Why
where the
are
tree
they
used
driving a truck through the Sahara Desert?
You gotta go from one place to another place, and that's a landmark you
there,
can use in the middle.
Is there roads through there,
really
like on the
landmark.
Sand dunes? Like are
it's
they
not
just like
all,
driving through
no,
the
they,
sand?
It's not all sand dunes. Some
they,
of it's dirt.
They have to do that. Dirt they have to thump the sand, you know.
They have to do that.
And then,
great,
and then the truck.
Great
the
joke.
Truck
great joke on our audio medium. Phenomenal
me when I see
audio
the
medium.
Most isolated tree in the world.
Good people of Arrakis. It's me, Shailud.
You know,
how big was this tree?
Skill issue. It was moderately sized.
Tree size.
Tree. I don't have a picture of it on me.
Yeah.
Roughly tree in diameter.
All
thank
right.
you, Aiden.
Imagine
that's
a tree.
Very good answer.
Imagine, yeah. And there you have it, folks. Imagine a tree.
Have you heard some people can't imagine an apple, like think of an apple?
Dante can't, I don't think. I think Dante doesn't have an internal monologue. He doesn't like think in words.
Wait, what?
So how Wait,
he
remember,
doesn't think in words, but also can't think in pictures?
How does he I dream?
So how does he think?
Dude, I don't know. Remember can how you, Bryce says he doesn't
you're telling
dream?
Me you can Binary have code? A dream, but you can't think of an apple?
I don't know.
That doesn't make any sense.
Can you rotate a ladder in your mind?
Yeah.
Which way?
Anyway,
X, Y, or Z.
Anyway you want it, that's the
X. Question 13.
I can rotate a ladder in dimensions you haven't even heard of.
X, Question 13. Rotate a ladder in your mind. Jeez. Sorry, wait, did Caroline get that last one? Good job, Caroline.
Thank you for watching Bugs Bunny.
That's been our show. Okay, y'all gotta bring it back in.
I just need a second. Oh, why would you wear that?
We're doing meditation tapes now.
That broke me. That fully broke me.
Question 13. Close your eyes. Let all the weight drop off of your body.
Imagine an apple.
Imagine an apple.
Now rotate it.
Think about Dante and the apple. Question 13. Four United States national parks have tree-inspired names. You have 30 seconds to write down as many as you can think of, and I'll give you one point for each.
You said there's only four?
There's only four that have tree-inspired names. If you think of one that I don't have, then good job. I'll give you a point for that, too.
Well, I got one.
You have, like,
better than I'm doing. 20 I got more seconds.
Baobab State Park.
Yeah, classic.
Baobab. Shows what I
do. I have two.
God, I really don't know a lot of national parks. Frick.
There's gotta be more trees out there.
Christmas and we're gonna call that State time. Park. We're calling that time. Aiden, I don't know if that's good news for you, saying that out loud. All right, Alec, what do you got?
Sequoia and Joshua Tree, Natty.
Sequoia
Park.
And Joshua Tree are correct. I will give you 2 points for that. Caroline.
I had the same
got
two.
Anything?
No, I had the
Sequoia
same two.
Sequoia and also Joshua Tree.
And Joshua Tree.
And then Aiden.
I had Sequoia, and then I wrote Acadia, but I think I'm thinking of Acacia, so I don't think that's right.
I did kind of prime you with Acacia earlier, so that's not correct.
That's on me. And then I just wrote Pines.
I love Pines. Pines National Park.
Pines National Park. Hey, wake up.
All right, so that's 2 points to Alec and 2 points to Caroline. No point. 1 point to Aiden. Good job, Aiden.
Yeah, okay.
You got on the board. The other two that I was looking for were Redwood and and Petrified Forest. That one was definitely
not
the most
named after a tree.
That's tree inspired. Tree inspired. Okay. There you go.
Forests were inspired by trees.
You telling me Pines National Park wasn't tree inspired?
Don't miss how inspired you were by the forest because of, I don't know where I'm going with that. Question 14. The sandbox tree is native to the Amazon and other tropical regions of the Americas. It's also known as the dynamite tree, as its fruits have a habit of exploding when ripe. When the fruit bursts, Aiden, by the way, this is multiple choice, so I need you to hold
it
together.
Thanks, John. I appreciate it.
When the fruit bursts, the seeds are expelled at 160 miles per hour. Wow! Which of the following has a top speed closest to the sandbox seeds after being expelled?
That's
A,
sick.
The Mexican free-tailed bat. B, a 2021 Honda Civic. C, the Peregrine Falcon. D, the 2020 Ford F-150 Raptor. Or E, a cheetah.
No way a cheetah run that fast.
No way the world's fastest bird.
No way a cheetah run that fast.
Can you read the options again?
Yeah, so we got Mexican free-tailed bat, a 2021 Honda Civic, a Peregrine Falcon, 2020. Sorry, don't get your hopes up for 2022. 2020 Ford F-150 Raptor and a cheetah. So Alec buzzed in first.
I think it's Honda Civic.
How fast do you think Honda Civic go?
Like 150, I don't know.
Like 150? Honda Civic go 137, and that is the correct answer.
Is it really?
It is! It is fast.
No way.
Most comparable thing on this list to the dynamite tree's seeds being thrown out of its pod.
How fast is the bat? I was thinking about the bat for a while.
Yeah, so probably zippy. First off, that's 3 points to Alec. The bat goes 101 miles per hour. Cheetah only 75.
Oh my gosh.
I was going to say, cheetah's not
What about
that
the
fast.
Ford F-150 Raptor?
107. Beats out the cheetah.
It's not very built for
And then
Ford
a peregrine
tough.
Falcon's like 200 something, right?
Fastest animal on Earth, 242.
That's wild.
Darn right.
Yeah, I was having Cooper edit for me earlier, and he caught that I had written down that the Ford F-150 Raptor could go 2,020 miles.
Darn right. Darn right, it can.
Want to see a Raptor break Mach 2.
Wait, that's
four
tough. Yeah,
that win you some awards. All right, let's wrap this up with question 15.
Raptor.
In the Lorax. But
hardly know her.
Ford F-150 Raptor this up.
Oh, he said Raptor, and I said I hardly know her. Sorry, had to.
Good job. In the Lorax by Dr. Seuss.
Respect the hustle.
Alec, play the clap. Make it clap. Make Riverside slap.
Okay, wait, Caroline, sorry. Say it again.
Caroline, say it again.
Raptor, I hardly know her. Thank you. Oh, wow. I'd like to thank you.
Not again! Stop!
Come on, Luke, I don't know what to do.
Academy and my parents for giving birth to me and John for molding me.
Quick play to Oscar's playoff music.
Okay, all right. Sorry.
Not doing boards.
Question 15. In The Lorax by Dr. Seuss, the narrator pays the Onceler to tell him the story of how the Lorax was lifted away from the far end of town where the grickle grass grows after the destruction of the truffula trees. Which of the following most accurately describes the method of paying the Onceler to tell you this story?
Oh.
Aiden, this is multiple choice, you might have noticed.
I know, but I honestly, I might buzz in and just give it to you off the dome.
All right.
But I'm not going to.
A. On September 25th, during a solar eclipse, you have to climb up to the top of the Onceler's lurkum and leave a half-dead walkie-talkie and some spare lint. B. On an August midnight, you have to throw 15 cents, a snail shell, and a nail into a tin bucket, and then the Onceler then calls you by phone. C. When the humidity hits a certain point, I'm reading all of this. I wrote it all. So you're going to have to listen. When the humidity hits a certain point, you need to walk 3 times up and down the street of the lifted Lorax and drop a half a fish, a paper boat, and 2 balloons into a storm drain. Or D, you have to use Miff Mufford Moof to sew the Onceler a new snuv, which is a grovulous glove that he can store his loose change in, inside what is described as, quote, a secret strange hole, end quote. So, Aiden, what do you got? What do you think goes on
here? I walked in at B. I remember that snail shell in the bucket.
Uh-huh. You got to throw in 15 cents, a nail, and the shell of a great-great-great-grandfather snail. That's correct. Good job.
There we go, baby.
Good job. I remember the bucket.
Did you write that last one? Because that is a work of art.
I did not. I actually ripped it from what happens after the Onceler brings up the tin bucket. He then counts out his 15 cents and hides it away in his snuff, which is a grubulous glove where he keeps his loose change.
Ah, yes, a grubulous glove.
In a secret strange hole, which is upsetting, frankly. That's not great.
Dr. Seuss had such a way with words.
We all have a secret strange hole.
Who let him amongst us who does not have a secret strange hole throw the first stone. All right. So I think that brings us to the end of our game, players.
Aww. Dang.
Wow. So soon.
A journey completed. All 15 questions, huh? Wrapped up. You've been spared a challenge question, so you didn't have to doubt me. We're going to do this every day for the next month.
For all of Arbor Month. April Fools.
All right. Well, let's see where that puts our tally at the end, all right? Aiden ended up with 7 points. Caroline finished out with 11. And I think Alec took it home, ending with 13.
Wow.
Woo! 13. I'd like to thank Trees for all they've done for me.
What have they done for you?
13 hearts. Alec, you have enough points to pull the Master
Sword. Oh, I do!
Yeah, you can redeem your points for the Master Sword here. Don't do that hand motion on me. from one person who does unfortunate hand motions on this to another, you don't want to do that. Do the sleigh bells.
It's hard to pull.
It's stuck.
Stop talking.
Well, folks, it looks like we've rolled into the station, so that's all the time we have. If you'd enjoyed your ride on Bus One today, we'd really appreciate it if you told your friends about us. Also, subscribing or dropping a 5-star rating in your podcast player would be super helpful. We're on most social media you can think of as @BusOneTrivia, all spelled out. And you can check out our merch or submit your topic or question ideas at busonetrivia.com or email us at hi@busonetrivia.com. That's hi as in H-I. Nothing more or less. Simple. Keep it simple, stupid. Before we go, I'd like to thank Cooper for his help with my questions this week. And everyone here at Bus One would like to thank Vert for the use of our theme song 5978, which is an absolute certified rip-roaring banger. Thanks for riding Bus One, and we'll see you next week.
It's a grubulous banger.
I don't think that's it. Also, you're gonna have to mute this now because it's gonna be applied to the audio.
You kinda like it.
New outro music just dropped.